Okay, so I'm standing along the Wivenhoe Trail, just past the radio station, and a local issue that people might be aware of late has been there's been a bit of a standoff, a bit of controversy about cyclists sharing the Wivenhoe Trail space with pedestrians. There's a sign at the start of the trail which says permissive use by cyclists, which always confuses me, but I think it really means cyclists can share this area with pedestrians. I've got a couple of walkers, so your names please.
Dave Redman.
And Karen.
So it's Dave and Karen. Dave, so this afternoon you're walking along the trail. Are you going from where to where, please?
We're coming from Wivenhoe into Colchester, just to have a look around the shops.
And is this a walking route which you use quite a lot, Karen?
Yes, yeah, we do use it quite a bit. Yeah, we do.
And why is that? What are the benefits of using the trail maybe then rather than using public transport?
Exercise, and also because it's a nice trail. It's nice to walk along here and be by the river, and yeah, it's a nice walk.
And it's been fairly quiet as we've started talking away here. But Dave, obviously cyclists do use the trail here. What is your experience as a pedestrian when you're going along? Do many bikes go past and how do they interact with you?
Yeah, we get quite a lot of bikes along here, and it's really good. I mean, most of them really sort of ring the bell or just give a call, which makes it easier for walkers. And we've never had a problem walking along here. And I say we've been here since April now, and we do use the trail a lot, cycle and walk, and we've not had a problem at all.
So that's quite interesting. So you actually have a combined use. You're walking today, a nice leisurely weekend walk, but also you commute during the week?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, I start work early, so I'm along here before anyone else is up, but it's still really good. And as I say, we just don't get any problems.
And from a cycling perspective, if you're a cyclist, what advice would you pass on to any cyclists when they encounter walkers around these bends?
Obviously, slow down. I mean, you do get people sort of tearing along here a bit at times. And slow down and remember walkers are there, you know, and they don't always hear, because the trouble is a lot of people nowadays use headphones, sort of listening to music and whatever. And you have to be aware of that. Let's just be careful, be steady, and there's not a problem.
And it should really be a very, very safe destination. We're standing here just past the railway station. It's very, very peaceful, very quiet, very different from being maybe along Boundary Road. And what do you know, in the 2 minutes or so we've been talking, we've encountered zero cyclists. Okay, well, thank you for your time, and have a very enjoyable rest of your afternoon walk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.